This is the Andre Segovia Show.
All right, so I'm going to get this video going. I promised that I was going to give you an update as soon as more information was available. And I don't apologize for my sweaty appearance. I just finished a upper body workout, and I'm very proud of it. And this is the proof. All right, first things first. The federal government extends eviction and foreclosure moratoriums and loan forbearance. The CDC has extended the eviction moratorium for one final month through July 31st, 2021. The administration will also be announcing a series of actions to help state and local governments prevent evictions and expedite distribution of rental assistance to housing providers. Yeah, I heard that story before. Multifamily property owners with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac mortgages who elect for forbearance will also have to comply with tenant protection requirements until their forbearance period ends. Specifically, property owners who enter into a new or modified forbearance agreement must, 1, inform tenants in writing about tenant protections available during the property owner's forbearance and repayment periods, and 2, agree not to evict tenants solely for the non-payment of rent while the property is in forbearance. Additionally, tenant protections apply during the repayment periods. These protections include giving tenants at least a 30-day notice to vacate, not charging tenants late fees or penalties for non-payment of rent, and third, allowing tenant flexibility in the repayment of paid back rent over time and not necessarily in a lump sum. Mortgage forbearance and foreclosure moratorium. To protect homeowners with federally backed mortgages against foreclosures, the administration is extending the foreclosure moratorium until July. Additionally, homeowners impacted by the pandemic with mortgages backed by HUD, VA, USDA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac, as well as housing providers with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac multifamily mortgages, may apply for forbearance until March 30th, 2021. Now, there's more information that is available once this thing is posted to my YouTube, BitChute, and all the other platforms the following day. I'll post these links also at the show notes accompanying my, at my website, www.thinkersgover.com. So once that's up, I'll let you all know here too. So that leads me to part two of this, which is with respect to what I anticipated would happen in California. This is as of 2 hours ago. The previous article, I was able to get it from the California Association of Realtors Newsline. And this one comes from NBC. California Assembly votes to extend eviction moratorium through September 30th. So the federal is only extended an additional month to the end of July. But California Assembly is voting for it to be extended all the way to the end of September. An additional 3 months versus the 1 month federal. The bill is expected to pass in the California Senate, because of course, in time for Governor Newsom to sign it this week. I don't want to keep going on this video, or else I'm going to go down rabbit trails again. All right, thank you so much for watching this one. Once again, if you're watching this in the repost, the links are available to show notes accompanying this episode at www.thinkersgover.com. Thank you so much for watching this live for those of you on IG or the replay. Thank you very much. I guess I'll see you on the next one.